Good evening. Today is 2025, 28 in May. So today I'm gonna interview a student, international student from Melbourne. His name is Jason. Hello, Jason, how are you?
Ellie, I'm good.
Let's do a short. Let's do a simple question first, okay?
Okay.
So, when did you come to Australia?
Well, I came to Australia at the end of 2019.
Yeah, good, perfect. Do you rent out your property right now?
Yeah, I'm currently renting my apartment.
Okay, so what kind of people do you really prefer?
Well, as a landlord and as an international student myself, I usually prefer to rent to international students because we're around the same age and it makes things a bit easier.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
If you rent your apartment to an international student, will you charge them a higher rent as a result?
No, I don't think so. Why would I charge more to international students? Because we should treat everyone the same.
All right. Yeah, that's good. Have you heard people saying that the international student dry up the house prices?
Oh no, I haven't really heard about that. I don't think it has anything to do with the international students. Housing becoming unaffordable is probably related to the government, like how they allocate funding.
Yeah, good. So if the government now increase the visa fee as they already did, they will increase the visa fee at July. Or if the government reduces the number of the international student, which one will affect you more?
Well, I think neither of them gonna affect me because if there's no more international student coming, I could rent my apartment to someone else.
Yeah. Okay. Has the rent or the value of your property increased recently?
Yes, it's increasing recently.
So why?
Well, I think the rise of the housing prices is a normal trend in economic operations. So it's a normal, it's pretty normal.
Yeah,
Yeah.
perfect. Okay, that's all my questions. Thank you for your response.